Ready cuts off its USDC card. Outside the EEA after issuer change, Ready restricted USDC card spending for users outside the European Economic Area after a change in its card provider. According to user reports compiled by Cointelegraph on June 17, 2026, holders inside the EEA kept full functionality. Everyone else found the spending side of the product switched off, in some cases with very little warning. The trigger was an issuer-side change. Ready's previous card partner was Coolipa, the infrastructure provider that handled the regulated card rails behind the product. Ready has not publicly named the replacement provider or explained what prompted the switch, and it did not respond to a request for comment before publication. So the available picture comes from cardholders rather than the company. A deactivation notice measured in minutes. Several users posted screenshots of an in-app message reading, "Your Ready card will be deactivated within the next hour." That is an unusually short runway for a payment instrument people may have loaded for groceries, transit, or a trip already in progress. One user also flagged frustration with features that had been promised but not delivered, including Apple Pay support, which makes the abrupt cutoff land harder. Ready did say automatic refunds for any remaining subscription period would be processed within 10 business days. That covers the fee you paid for a service that stopped, but it does not restore the ability to spend in the meantime. For a non-EEA holder who treated the card as a primary spending tool, a refund in a week and a half is cold comfort on the day the card dies. One detail worth keeping straight: the restriction hits spending, not custody. The Ready card is built around USDC and other stablecoin balances, converting crypto to fiat over MasterCard's network at the moment of purchase. Users keep full control of their wallet and funds throughout. Losing the card does not mean losing the money behind it. That is the design promise of spending from a wallet you control, and in this case it held up. The asset stayed put, only the spending pipe broke. The handoff that broke the rails, a consumer card is a stack of dependencies that most users never see. There is the brand network, MasterCard here, the issuer or BIN sponsor that puts the card on that network under a banking license, the processor that authorizes each transaction, and the program manager, Ready, that builds the app and sets the rules. Change the issuer layer and the program's geographic permissions, BIN ranges, and compliance scope can all shift at once because the new partner operates under a different license footprint. That is the most plausible read of what happened. A provider regulated primarily for the EEA can keep European cardholders live while having no mandate to serve users in other jurisdictions. When the rails moved, the addressable region appears to have narrowed to where the new partner is authorized to operate. This is the same fault line that EU rule changes have been forcing across the market, where non-compliant access gets cut off at hard deadlines regardless of how an individual user behaved. Counterparty risk hides in the plumbing. The lesson is not specific to Ready. Any crypto card that routes through a third-party issuer carries the risk that a partnership ends, a license lapses, or a compliance review reshuffles. Which countries are served? The disclosed product fee never captures this. The real exposure sits in the issuer and processor layer, where a single contract change can deactivate a working card faster than the holder can react. Self-custodial designs blunt the worst version of this. Because the balance lives in the user's wallet rather than on the provider's books, a service halt does not freeze the money the way a custodial insolvency would. Holders affected here can still move their USDC and route it to another spending option. The friction is real, but it is friction, not loss. For anyone choosing a card outside the EEA right now, the practical takeaway is to confirm the current issuer and the specific countries that issuer is licensed for, not just the marketing region on the website. Ask where the card is actually authorized, keep a backup spending method, and treat any stablecoin card as a spending layer on top of self-custody rather than the vault itself.